Stephen Ellis, and he's going to answer a couple questions for me. So if I could just firstly ask you, why are you here today?
Primarily, we're here to support the Palestinian people in their struggle for self-determination, but also to support those who demonstrate here every year, because there have been movements by various levels of government to try to curtail our right to protest. So that's why we're here secondarily.
So now that Palestine has been occupied for nearly a century, 71 years, what do you think needs to happen?
Well, I think what needs to happen is we need to build solidarity as best we can across international lines, to build a movement for boycott, divestment, and sanctions. And hopefully, through struggle internationally, we can build a truly democratic state.
And so the deal of the century is being drafted right now. It would split Palestine and Israel into two separate states. That could potentially be the end of Palestine. What do you think needs to happen?
Well, I think what's clear is that this deal of the century has been drafted without any input from Palestinians, so I think it's completely illegitimate. So we need to start back at the drawing board.
And lastly, is there anything you would like to say to the Canadian government or the Canadian people?
Well, the only thing I would say is that the majority of Canadians now support some kind of sanctions against Israel for its treatment of Palestinians. So now, the BDS movement, we are in the majority. So we're happy about that.
Thank you so much.
Okay.